Let's go back to some of the most haunted places ever, and let's go through a list that you've got in the book, Ghosts and Spirits, and then tell us why they are what they are.
I think right at the top of the list is the Waverly Hills Sanatorium in Louisville, Kentucky, a ruined tuberculosis sanatorium, which is under restoration right now. But it's haunted by all kinds of things, full-bodied, partial-bodied apparition. It's very famous for its shadow people. These are dark human-like figures that flit around in the hallways. A nurse hung herself and committed suicide. Another one jumped off the roof. Thousands of people died at Waverly during the height of the epidemic in the early 20th century, and I think that their imprints are there, and there are stuck souls there. I've done spirit releasement work at Waverly. People who go there are really hard-pressed not to have an experience at Waverly. It's incredibly active, and I've been there a number of times.
Is it sad or scary there?
It's both. It's very sad when you encounter communications, for example, of people who seem to be stuck there, and they're sad about loved ones who've died. Not everyone who's there as a haunting presence was a patient. I think that there are medical staff imprints there, semi-intelligent active ghosts. There are remnants from family and friends who have spent a lot of time visiting their sick loved ones. And then you have stuck souls as well who died there and can't seem to find their way out. That's very poignant. The scary part is encountering something like a shadow person for the first time because they're dark and elusive and you don't quite really know what they are. And they kind of loom up out of the darkness in the corridors and may come kind of close to you. People can be kind of shaken up by that.
Yeah, I would think so. Alcatraz, you've been there.
I have. I've not done, not been able to do an overnight investigation in Alcatraz, but I visited Alcatraz on several occasions and interviewed a lot of people there. And a lot of prisons are very active, and for again the same reasons that Waverly is active. A lot of emotional things have taken place in prisons and violence. You have a lot of heavy, dark energy just because of the nature of the kind of people who are incarcerated at a place like Alcatraz. It was a heavy-duty federal prison. Al Capone spent some time there. There's a lot of very active phenomena. Even during the daytime, people can experience them. Voices, flitting apparitions, screaming sounds. In the 1940s, there was an escape attempt, and several inmates were gunned down, and the place where that happened is there's apparitional screaming that takes place there. I've interviewed people who are the overnight guards, and as is often the case, phenomena are kind of cat-like. They creep out at night when things are quiet, and guards have experienced physical sensations of what they say are apparitions walking by. They feel physical touches on their bodies. And music is heard, too, because some of the prisoners played musical instruments, and so we have phantom music sounds that waft around the building, daytime and night.
Yeah, I was on the Haunted Queen Mary a couple Novembers ago, and I got to tell you, that's a scary experience, too. Old, creepy, a lot of people had died there during the war. Strange place, Rosemary.
It is, and I've been on the Queen Mary several times. I was there in January at a TAPS event where there were a lot of investigators there, and I had an experience down in the innards of the ship where the sailor had been crushed to death in a closing mechanical door. Apparently, the story was that he was trying to see how closed the door could get while he could still get through it, and he miscalculated and was crushed by this door. His apparition is seen in this engine room area, and I did see a very brief apparition of a man. I don't know if it was him or not, but it was an apparition in that place, and I also had my jacket tugged. That's something that ghosts seem to like to do. They
to you or to anybody?
to anyone. People often report that kind of experience where they feel someone tugging on their hair, on the back of their jacket, or giving them a tap on the shoulder. It's always in the back, so you turn around, and then you see nothing when you turn around.
Gettysburg. Lots of things going on there.
Incredible place. Probably one of the most haunted battlefields in the world and haunted places in general. 1863, July, turning point of the Civil War. Thousands of casualties. 5,000 dead horses alone and tens of thousands of dead and wounded. And now Gettysburg has a lot of the physical properties that I think are very conducive to hauntings. It's got a lot of mica in the rock. Some of the battles were fought in very rocky areas. But you also have the emotional intensity. You have thousands of people in a pitch of extreme emotion in battle. It's hard to imagine what that's like. And then dying suddenly, dying violently, and many of them knowing that they're dying while they're dying, wounded, laying in place for long periods of time, knowing they're dying. It's just the horror of it is unimaginable, and that's left an incredible haunting presence in Gettysburg. People go there. I don't live very far from Gettysburg, and I do like to visit there whenever I can. There's so much to the battlefield. I haven't been able to explore all the places that are haunted. You have screams, cannon fire, gunfire, smells of horses, sounds of soldiers marching, campfire sounds. I have experienced a lot of that myself. Very interesting EVP in a lot of the battle areas and a lot of very interesting unexplained photographs.
Why would Gettysburg be so haunted as opposed to, you know, the Normandy beachhead in France and other areas during other times of war?
Well, there are some haunting phenomena reported along the Normandy beach area. I think for us here in America, a lot of it has to do with our emotional, collective emotional connection to the Civil War. It was something that nearly ripped a brand new country apart. It was a brutal war. We had photography for the first time to demonstrate the horrors of the war. And I think that's left a huge psychic scar on the collective. And it helps to create these phenomena that we revisit. And it's very much alive in the collective psyche of this country. And we reconnect with that when we visit these battlefields. But also, it gets back also to what we were talking about earlier in the show, the energy of place. There's something about the geophysical properties of Gettysburg that are different from some of the other battlefields where there seems to be more intensity of haunting phenomena, more stronger phenomena than even some of the other Civil War battlefields.